Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
At six, a dramatic and unexpected resignation by the Defence Secretary, John Healey.
The shock resignation of John Healey has exposed deep divisions within the British government over defence spending. Mr. Healey quit after a dispute with Prime Minister Keir Starmer over military funding, warning Britain was failing to invest enough in its armed forces at a time of growing global threats. Just hours earlier, he had been photographed jogging with Australian Defence Minister Richard Marles ahead of a planned visit to Portsmouth Naval Base. That event was later cancelled after Mr. Healey's resignation. The now former Defence Secretary has been publicly defending AUKUS and Britain's commitment to the submarine partnership.
I'm not going to comment on figures. The Prime Minister knows what defence and the nation needs.
The resignation has triggered a political storm in London. Opposition leader Kemi Badenoch says Sir Keir Starmer's government is unravelling.
Keir Starmer's premiership is falling apart. His health secretary resigned 2 weeks ago. His defence secretary has resigned at a critical time when we are facing global threats. And he is doing so because the Prime Minister is trying to please his backbenchers by putting money into welfare instead of defence.
The developments have also intensified scrutiny of AUKUS in Australia. Peter Garrett, who is chairing a public inquiry into the submarine pact, says the timing of the resignation highlights why the project needs closer examination.
One of the reasons we need to have the inquiry now is there's never been a public debate or even a parliamentary debate about the biggest amount of money that Australia will ever spend in its defence history, at least up to now. And the fact that Mr. Marles' counterpart has disappeared, as it were, overnight, I mean, it's a bit of a symbol, really.
Mr. Garrett says Australia should make its own assessment of whether the deal is in the national interest.
I think our credibility is only enhanced if we apply our own thinking as an independent, sovereign nation to what's in our best national interest. And that's the question that we're asking about AUKUS. Is it ultimately in our best national interest? And other nations will respect that if we come to that view.
The Greens have also seized on the developments. Senator David Shoebridge says Richard Marles has been left politically exposed by turmoil among Australia's AUKUS partners.
Defence Minister Marles seems committed to a process of ritual global humiliation as he does a world tour on AUKUS. Richard Marles went to Singapore and came back with three second-hand submarines. He then travels off to the UK for AUKUS and is met by the resignation of the UK Defence Minister, literally being left standing at the altar with not a nuclear sub to be seen. You can't make this stuff up.
The federal government has rejected suggestions the resignation will affect the submarine deal. Cabinet Minister Tim Ayres says AUKUS has deep support across Australia, the United Kingdom and the United States, and will continue regardless of changes in personnel. Hannah Hodson, SBS News.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.